Happy Sabbath. It's good to be here, and I'd like to thank God for giving me this opportunity to share. It has been a long time that I have not been here. It is the will of God that He brings us here today to hear the message. Whatever God speaks to you, whatever through the message, whatever through the to His word, let us learn that it is the voice of God that is speaking to you and to me. Before we begin, let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we come before you this morning asking you to help us to prepare our hearts so we may prepare others for your soon return. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. For those of you who don't know who I am, and for those of you who already know who I am a ordained elder from Central California Conference. I am also is a CPA. CPA is from Certified Pastor Assistant. I'm also used to be a evangelist in Northern California Conference. Also, I had one time in Michigan, there was one evangelist over there. I have been there, and from that point on, I still continue to serve the Lord. Reason why I'm here today is to share with you. As you see, every Saturday, from here to here, is holy to God. God's church, God's temple is holy. We as an Adventist, we will never ask someone who is not the right person to stand over here to speak. We have to make sure the person is the right person. That is the fact that for our belief to share, make sure we are grounded in His Word. My message I'd like to share this morning is preparing for the final crisis. Are we preparing for the final crisis? What is a crisis to you and to me? Since I have been living here in the United States and since I was born, I have seen so many crises, so many suffering, and so many violence, so many things in lives. What am I going to do by it, and what I'm thinking about it. As we prepare to the next slide, keep in mind that God speaks to us in many ways. Also remember that every Sabbath we have a different speaker, not the same speaker. Why? Because God's people need to hear what God needs to tell His people to hear. Something you need to hear, something you need to know. Let us continue. As we are living in this world, we are living in the time of the end. Fast fulfilling signs of the end times are declared. The coming of Christ is near at hand. The Spirit of God is gradually and surely are being withdrawn from the earth. Plagues and judgments are already falling upon the despisers by the grace of God. The alarms of war are portentous and unending. The unsettled state of the society, calamities are by land and sea. The agencies of evil are combined forces. How long we have to live in this world? How many more years we have to live in this sinful world? What is our purpose of living? Friends, as the scripture read by David, listen, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, happy is the one who reads this book, and happy are those who listen to the words of this prophet's message and obey what is and obey what is written in this book, for the time is near when all these things will happen. Amen. My Bible says, happy is the man who reads. Happy are those who read this book. Happy is the man who reads it. Blessed are those who read this book. If this book here lies on your table, in your shelter, in your home, if you don't read it, when you don't understand it, and you don't know what it is in here, everyone will give an account to God when he comes. When Jesus comes, he will come according to his schedule, according to his time. He does not come as the way we think. He will come on his schedule. Whatever we are ready or not, he will come. Amen. We live in this world here. We have so many questions. When we have problem, we asking people questions. When the problem is gone, we forget about the problems. This Bible verse is written over 2,000 years ago. Now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3, tell us, when will this thing be, and what will be the sign of your coming of the end of the age? His disciples also asking Jesus, since they have been living, they also have seen war and war and war. What they have been living at that time, they were living during Roman time, the Roman conqueror at that time. They also have been in the war, but they have never seen anything that will happen like what we have today. They were asking Jesus. Jesus told them so many things about what this world will be like. And then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom will against other kingdom. What do we see today? Since I was born, I believe that we here in this San Jose Center today have no idea what the war is all about. I came from the country that has been ruined with the war. We have World War I, World War II, Vietnam War. I came from Vietnam War. Vietnam War is not a country of Vietnam. Vietnam War is the war start in Southeast Asia. Southeast Asia, Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. If you live in during the war, you will know what suffering, what terrible thing that is. We have no idea what the war is. We have no idea when you're living during the war it's all about. Now, we as American people, we never prepared for the war. We never. But our government prepared for the war. We prepare for the war all the times. From year to year. I don't think we here have ever seen the airplanes called B-52. Back then it's called B-52. Now we have a new airplane. It's called B-2 Spirit. That is only the picture, but the real thing is very big. B-2, and in future what we have is called B-21. B-21, B-2, B-52, they carry bombs, including nuclear bombs. You have no idea what the nuclear bomb is all about. If you study about the nuclear bomb, our country is ready for war all the time, but the people are not ready. This airplane here is called F-22. We have a new airplane every single time. We are ready for the war anytime with Russia and with the communist country. Every time. This airplane here can fly from the headquarters is in Majuri to Japan. Only 2 hours and a half back and forth. Only 2 hours and a half. Can you imagine that? If we can fly carrying nuclear bomb from here to Japan, it's only 2 hours and a half. Imagine. We were ready, but the American people are not ready for the war. And there will be great earthquakes in various places and famine and pestilences. Since I have been born, living in this place, oh, I have seen so many terrible things in my life, especially if people who came from the torn war, the war country, the country that has been torn by the war. It was terrible, pain and suffering. You lost so many lives, lost your family and your loved one. Friends, wherever you go, we cannot escape from the terrible things happening in this world. Now, by the end of the service, you will know what is my purpose by sharing all what I have to say today. Could it be God that is going to speak to you, that he's going to speak to us today, to help us to be ready for his soon return? Now, in this world, we have a world body. The world body we call UN. UN is from the United Nations. We form a nations together to help to resolve the world problem. But then, instead of coming together, help with the world problem, we are creating more problems. As you see, my camera is not so good. I took this picture here. This is called G8. G8, G7. If they have G7 left out Russia, oh, it's terrible news. G7, G8 is a world leader to come together, have meeting, and talk about what they're going to do to this world, to the nation around the world, to have peace. They were talking about peace. Is it true? Now, when they say, for when they shall say peace and safety, then the sub-instruction come upon them, and they shall not escape. Now the nation, we come together, and they say, hey, how can we help this world to be a better place to live? How many of you remember what happened this year and last year, what happened to North Korea? Mr. Kim Jong-un. See, he was the young president in the world history of Korea. He was the young one. There was, from 1950, the United States has never been even one meet face to face with North Korean leader, only Trump. Why is that? I don't know. God has a plan. It has to be Trump to speak to North Korea. It has to be Trump to step into his land. Friends, are we prepared? Are we ready for that? My title is Preparing for the Final Crisis. Are we ready for the moment, for the crisis time that we have in our lives? Do you think the people around the world, especially the business leader in the United States at that time in New York, do you think they were ready? No. None of the businessmen and women were ready for something bad will happen to them like this. No one ready. They were assuming that nothing will happen to them. They were partying, they were happy, they were calculating money, the stocks that they have, 401k that they have around the world. In one, do you remember, they had a meeting. They had a meeting 1 hour before September 11 started. 1 hour. This is what's going to happen to our world. This is what I'm going to have. This is what you're going to have. Guess what? 1 hour later, something like that happened to our country. We never think, we were not ready. But when that thing happens, is because the Bible says when they say safety, peace and safety, suddenly the evil, suddenly tragedy will happen because we were not ready. The question is, are we ready for the next war? Friends, this war here is not a war of peace. It's a war of war. We are ready for the war anytime. Our government and different countries, they are ready for war, but its people are not ready. They are not ready for the war. We are talking about the coming of our Lord, but still, we are still not ready. How are we prepared? How are we to be ready for his soon return? Friends, what happened? If this war here would not be as God's will, this war could have been worse than it should, that you never think about it will happen. As you see, the nation in the world today, they are racing toward the end. Many countries, they want to have the power. They say, if I have the nuclear bomb, if I can have that a nuclear power, I can control my kingdom and my land. I don't want you to step over me as my boss. Friend, North Korea, they want to have their own nuclear. And they tested their nuclear. Starting point from where they tested their nuclear to where Pyongyang is, it's about 300 miles. Imagine, 200 miles, you can feel the shaking, the earth shaking. Just, it's more light than earthquake, how strong it is. Friends, they want to have their own nuclear power. We have been having problems with North Korea all the times. Friends, the war will never end. New York stocks and Wall Street, financial crisis, $700 billion, what is next? Remember, when George W. Bush, the first year, a few months later, what happened? September 11, from that one on, everything went up or went down, upside down. This world we live today never be the same anymore. Never be the same. Now people have forgotten what happened to in our country in September 11. People have forgotten already. Now, the same way when we tell people about Jesus is coming soon, they still forget. Then Jesus is still coming. When he comes, he will never let us know when, where, and how. Now, the world that we live in today is not going to be anything better. We are not going to face anything better. We are going to face more and more and more problems in future. We have never had money problem like at this time than ever in the world history. Friends, wherever you go, United States, from here, United States, all the way to Europe and to Asia, many banks, many countries, they have to file a bankruptcy. And the government tried to help them bail the businessmen and women so they may continue with their businesses. Friends, as you see in this world here, it's not going to get anything better at all. A nation were angry with angry and your wrath has come and should destroy those who destroy the earth. The Bible says is that God is angry with this world here. We are living in the world of sinful world. We are the one who started to destroy this earth here. Whichever way you look at it, God is going to destroy the nation that destroyed the earth. We build up chemical weapons. We build up so many things, acid, chemical, to destroy this earth here, this world. This world is polluted by nuclear waste, by material that we are making in this world. We are hoping and we are thinking we are doing the right thing, but it ends up to be the evil one. It ends up that this is the way that the devil is trying to kill human being in this world every time. The devil is trying his way to kill his people and to kill every human being ever lived in this world. I have not seen people are sick in this world than ever in my whole life. Friend, the disease that you have every single day, you cannot escape from that. Today we are dealing with the moral condition at the end times. What is a moral condition? Today, as you look at wherever you look at, whatever your home or shopping center, wherever you go, any community, people have the moral condition. People are saying, what I do, I think is right. You can tell me what I do is wrong. They do it over there. I can do it too. What I do is right. The government also using the law and using the rule to justify their right. For example, we have Iraq war, and we also have Afghanistan war. Our nations and the government, they want to justify what they're doing is right. What I'm doing is right, that's why I come to destroy you. Instead of destroying the government, but they're destroying the people ever live in this world. Since I have been living in this world, oh, I have seen so many terrible things up until now. In the same way the man should also abandon natural relation with women and will flame with lust for one another. Friends, I remember when I went to France, I went to exactly the same spot where Prince Diana died. What a sad story. Sad story including Bill Clinton. Sad story. They don't respect their marriage. They don't respect their relationship. This is the king, the princess, and the prince. They are the ruler. They brought all the shame to the family, to his family, and to the country. Friends, even the king of the earth, they are not satisfied. They bring shame to the family, to their own kingdom. I believe we still remember Bill Clinton time. Evil men and imposter will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. What you see today, I click on the news. Every time when I click on the news, I don't see anything good. What you see on the news is only a fraction of what's going on in the world today. You don't see the real thing. The real thing is in this world is on the streets. You don't see. On the news, only a little bit of it. Friends, for those who have been living in this world, when whatever you see, whatever you have experienced, that is the way that God is trying to tell you that he's coming soon. His soon return is the only answer for you and for me. One, therefore rejoice, O heavens, and who you dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Imagine, what you see is happening in this world today, the devil is after you, the devil is after everybody living in this world. He doesn't want you to have any piece of land. He doesn't want you to have any thought of going back to the kingdom of heaven when Jesus has already prepared for you and for me. He doesn't want you to go back to God where he wants us to go. Jesus, I'm going to prepare a place for you. See, now the devil doesn't have that much time anymore. The devil has to work so hard. He works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, working to take your minds away from God. The devil is trying to kill Everybody living in this world, me, many, many times, I thank God it is by the power, by the living God, that he saved me many times. Many, many times. Friends, the devil does not have much time anymore. He has to work hard to take your family from you, to take your loved one away from you, to take your Christian family away from you. So when the devil knows that he cannot go back to the kingdom of heaven anymore, he's trying his best to block you the way he can, that you will never go back to the kingdom of God anymore. The devil is trying to keep you and I not to hear God's voice, not to hear God's message. When God is trying to tell you, he's trying to tell me something. We just don't get it. We don't get it. And the devil does not have much time. So he's working within your family first, and then church family, and then for the rest of the people. The crisis that you see every single day, there's no way for you and for me to escape. We have to live it. We have to go with it. We have to live with it. We cannot escape from all the terrible things happening in the world today. Now, false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders and to deceive, if possible, even to Elijah. What does it mean, the false Christ today? Today, we still have the same problem, even worse than before. Worse than before. What does it mean, false Christ and false prophet to you? Friends, I came from a different country, in a country that we never hear about Jesus. Including today, many places around the world, they have their own religion. Every religion in the world, they have truth about God. They try their best to teach and to save human doing good work. But their work cannot save your life. We cannot go to heaven by doing our good work, only by Jesus Christ. Friend, when I studied, I came from Buddhist country. Buddhist country, we believe that you have to do in order for you to reincarnate. No reincarnation unless you do your good work, your good part in this world here. That is his teaching. Also, his teaching is leading us to God. But every religion, they have their own name for their own God. They would not say Jesus. They have their own name. Buddha also teaching us about God. But the Buddhist people, they don't get what Buddha really teaching all about. Now, the false prophet is the one that who never claim Jesus' name. Any religion that does not call on Jesus as Lord and Savior, that is a false prophet. Friends, any religion around the world, they have no part in Jesus. They have their own message. Every religion in the world, their message is to enter to the kingdom of heaven. You have to believe in God. Also believe in what they teach. My Bible says is that if you read in Mark chapter 16, verse 16, whoever believes and baptized will be saved. Believe in what? Only Jesus' name. Sorry. We also have another one. This one is the fact. Whatever I share to you here, I get from the fact. The fact from the fact. I share to you. No Bibles, no prophets, only the Book of Mormon, the true Bible by Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith is also part of the false prophet. Why? If you go to Mormon church, they don't go along with this one. They have their own Bible. It's called the Book of Mormon. Friends, That's why we can tell the false Christ, the false prophet is divided who do not receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Now, who are the false Christ? You cannot say, oh, Buddha is a false Christ, or people from Islam or Hindu, they are the false Christ. No. They are not false Christ. They are false prophet, but they are not false Christ. As you know, if you go back to 1400 or even 1500, guess what happened? Have you ever thought about that? If you go back to this man, his name, Martin Luther, not Martin Luther, in Germany, he has to fight for his own life, also fight for his faith in God. He who claims to be the Son of God on earth. Have you, I know this one for sure, for those who already have graduated from high school, one day, when your teacher walks into your class, but he's not your teacher, what do you call that? Substitute. My class too. One day, when I walk into, when everyone sat down, your teacher walks in. He said, I am Mr. So-and-so, I'm your teacher. I am your substitute. See, your substitute is not your teacher. He is a teacher, but he's not your teacher. He's only substitute. Now, there is no Bible verse that support. There is no other place. There's nobody in this world claim to have power to forgive sin. There's only one person saying, I can forgive your sin. As you know, I came from a Sunday church too. I studied with the Baptist church. I also came from Roman Catholic church. That is what I know. If you talk about Sunday church, I know. Sometimes it hurts my feeling because I came from Sunday church. But God said, if you know the truth, if you don't change, that is your problem. You say, now I know what is right, what is wrong. I have to make up my own mind who I will follow. I have to leave my Sunday church to become Seventh-day Adventist. Friends, I have a pastor here in the United States. His name is Pastor David Hawk. He's the bishop for Episcopal Church. One day he came to me and said, you know, brother, can you work for me? Way in 1984-85, he said, if you work for me, our church will pay you $4,000 a month with benefit if you can work for me with this community here. I told him, let me think about it. As you know, I am a Seventh-day Adventist. He said, I know, you go to church on Saturday, but I go to Sunday. That's good. We learn together. And the words of God still keeps on telling me that stand for the truth. He's a pastor at that church. I go to visit him sometime. He said, oh, thank you for coming. And I also said to him, thank you for offering me that money, but I cannot work for you. As you know, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I'm a member. But how much do you make? Not very much. Back then, I already made $4 an hour. But he wants to pay me $25 an hour. I said, no, thank you. I am a Seventh-day Adventist. My background is from Sunday church. So you're talking about Sunday church? I know. Friends, the one who claims to be a God in this world, that is the Antichrist. There's nobody else. But I have more to say. Today, we have no time. Happy is the one who reads this book, and happy are those who listen to the words of the prophecy message and obey what is written in this book. For the time is near when all things will happen. My Bible says, happy is the one who reads his word, reads the Bible. understand it and live it. If we do not understand, if we don't read it, and then when the time comes, and Jesus will ask me, do you read the book? Yeah. Do you understand what it says? If we say no, or yes, we will give an account to God. Friend, today the message is not about problem. It's not about making you feel terrible. Today's message is a message of hope. The hope that Jesus is coming soon. When he comes, all the problems that you see, all the problems that we have been facing, all the problems that we have now, it will be over. Friends, now are we preparing? We are not preparing for the crisis of the world. We are not preparing for the war to come. We prepare for the coming of the soon return of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Jesus is coming soon. Are we ready for that time, friends? And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. We still have a job to do. Our job is that we go and tell someone about Jesus, that the king is ready to come. Jesus is coming soon. You know, I came from the king country. The king, I don't know how many of us here have ever seen the king. King in your country. If you go to in Thailand, there's a king there. When the king announced that he will come, he will never tell you exactly time. He will tell you, that day I will come, between that time and that time. For us, our last king was in 1975, after the communists took over. The last king in 1975, his son left Laos to France, and he passed away 2 years ago. The last king ever reigned in Laos. Now, I saw the king my last time. The king, when he visiting people, they back then, we don't have technology like this. People using boats and horses and tell people about the king. The king is coming to your home today. He wants to say a farewell to the people, because when the communist came over, there will be no more king. So he told people that he will come. Many people, they don't think that he will come, because is the king coming to my place like this? To my home like this? And the servant said, yeah, the king will come, because this will be his last chance to be in your home. So many people, they were ready, and there were so many people were not ready for his return. The last time, the last minute, he came to the town. He came to the town. He came by, he flew by the helicopter to town. So they saw him. The people had a chance to saw the king for the last time. And the king is now, the communists moved all his family to the northern part of Laos. So now the communists took over, no more king. The last king ever lived in Laos is from 1975. Today, the same king, the king that we are talking about, Jesus is the Lord of all lords and the King of all kings, will come on his schedule, on his time. So we pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, that it is your word that tells us to be ready for your soon return. Help us, Lord, to be ready, and help us to help all others to be ready for your soon return. In Jesus' name, amen.